Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunnyside Up. I am your host, Jessie May, and I'm so excited to be with you today. I have a beautiful show in store, and I'm just so grateful. I'm really grateful in this moment for all of the magic that's happening. There's just so many beautiful projects and expansive opening and opportunity and just so much that's being created in this new year as we open up to it, and I'm so moved to witness and be a part of this shift that's happening. And I really just want to welcome all of you new listeners. There's so much here for you, and I hope that you find a little something-something. Today we're going to be talking all about that kind of passion. And that's really why, you know, as I reflect on this show, just over 4 years now that I've been hosting this podcast, which is wild and crazy to really think about and feel into, but it's been a passion. It's been an absolute passion. It's been one of the most consistent things in the last 4 years, amidst lots of growth and expansion and changes and ups and downs and all arounds. And it's really been a gorgeous space to come home to every week. And although the day has changed, the intention around why I created it has not. And for those of you loyal listeners who have tuned in over the years, I'm just so grateful to you. And all of you new listeners, far and wide, it's such a pleasure to come to this space, to be together in this way, and really to express my my deepest thank you to each and every one of you for being here, for showing up, and for all of your messages too. I love connecting with you, and that's really why I did create this in the first place. It was to connect and come home to our hearts, to have a space where we get to refuel, replenish, and really ignite that passion that lives inside each and every one of us, and also to look at the places inside that block us from coming home to that. As I'm speaking, you may hear that little trot in the background. That's my passionate little Coco who is cruising around. And, you know, I let it all sort of be known, and I share a lot here in this space, and, you know, including the real life stuff. And I think that's one of the things that we get to do as we you know, as we get more and more real with each other, as we grow as a global community in our own unique ways, we get to be more of who we are. And I think that's really the greatest call to each and every one of us. You know, our lives get richer and more beautiful when we are more of who we are, when we dare to be more of who we are. And so I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm very inspired and excited by today's topic, but do want to share a few little updates. And for those of you new listeners, there are tons of shows in the archives, so definitely have a little whirl, check out what's going on. There's been I've had so many great conversations with incredible people over the years, and I'm just so blessed. I mean, from Julia Cameron, who has literally sung with me on the show, to Byron Katie and Marianne Williamson several times, Don Miguel Ruiz, and then all kinds of local luminaries and, you know, beautiful passion projects and visionaries doing incredible work in the world. And if you ever feel called to, I love hearing from you. That's definitely one of the ways that I welcome new voices and vision to the show. So I love to hear from you. Heartrise@jessiemay.com. You can also connect through my website. There's lots of ways through there as well, through social media. I always forget to mention that because I'm more about connecting with you here than about all the promo and although it's important to stay connected. There are so many channels that you can. And the best way to find all of those is through the jessiemay.com. But I do want to share a few fun, exciting events and things happening right now before we dive into passion, which is what we're going to be really opening up into and inviting the space and the conversation around. want to mention powwows going on this Thursday, you guys. I am so excited. We have such an incredible lineup, such an incredible group of amazing people coming together. Just the crowd itself is amazing. And then we've got some speakers, some just incredible women who will be sharing their stories and lots of goodies. We have Renew Juicery, my absolute fave, bringing treats, and she will be sharing with us her story, Brooke, sweet Brooke, who's such a love and such a light. We've also got Cassia, who is one serious warrior woman and just amazing in her own way, and we'll share more about all of that. She's got Cassia Surf, and from sound healing to incredible, colorful, creative surf line of wetsuits and all kinds of badassery that's going on. She'll be sharing with us. We've got Mary Beth, who is incredible. She's got Rock Your Bliss. She's a beautiful yoga teacher and just such an incredible soul, too, looking so forward. And we have a gorgeous history, too. I knew her when she just started teaching, and I'm just so excited to share her with our amazing growing community, and so many of whom already know each other. We're building this gorgeous pulse together, this ritmo, and we've got an amazing Heartrise tribe that's just coming together and connecting heart to heart. And that's what the powwow is all about, and that's what everything that I share is all about. It's what does it look like to live from and learn from our hearts and share from that space, because all good things come from that heart energy. And that's kind of the vibe that we emit, that we dance in, that we soak in, that we, that we really create and cultivate. And we've got a whole crew. We've got an amazing Heartrise crew that helped put the powwow together. So that's Thursday night. Sorry to get super jazzed for you, all of you that aren't here in LA, but anyone who is, we do it monthly, and this one is particularly juicy, if I do say so myself, but any of you passing through town, check that out. We always have updates on the site. And next month's is also fierce and lining up, so tickets go quickly. Make sure, I think there's a few left, but if you want to join us, jump on in. Also to mention, the Visionary Journey is officially open for enrollment, and we're also very close already to filling that. I cap it at 18, and it's a beautiful journey for women who come together in a virtual space, in a virtual way. Sorry, guys, this is only for women, although it's an incredible experience. I want to get into the show's topic for today, but I do want to say that those of you women who are already joining us, I'm so excited, and anyone who feels the call to tap into much of what we're going to be talking about today in the show, who's feeling a greater call to uncover that within, that passion, that purpose, that knowing that lives within you that you feel you don't always get to nurture, check out the Heartrise Visionary Journey. It's the seventh wave I'm doing now, the seventh incarnation. I've had so many amazing women who have come through this program, and to watch and witness what they're creating with their lives now is deeply inspiring and humbling. We're building an incredible community, and so much co-creative energy that happens in the coming together and the projects and the business collaborations and just all kinds of juiciness that comes from this heart fire, as I like to call it. So if you're interested in that, check it on out. More info, too, on the website. And I want to get on into passion now. We're going to be talking about how passion is indeed, your passion is your knowing. And I really want to sort of unpack that and get to the source of that, get to the center of that, as it's such an important realization. You know, passion is something I think most of us, you know, sort of experience as a good thing, but it can also get a bad rap. And, you know, I want to really uncover and really look into what is it that passion really is, and how can it, you know, support us? How can it inspire us? How can it actually hold us and guide us and be a source for us to trust and to sort of lean into? So we're going to break it down with passion. As always, I love to share ideas and inspiration that comes through from my experience working with so many beautiful hearts and souls across the planet. And a lot of it comes through also my writing and my opening to my own heart. And that's really what I love to empower in others, is listening and knowing and trusting that we all have this innate voice within, this compass, this truth, that when we come home to, can deeply guide us. And it is a form of connection to that which is greater. And we'll get into that too. I never really get into the heart. The beauty is the heart is the great alchemizer. It is not, there's no one thing or the other that I subscribe to. We've all got a heart going on. Yes, we have our physical heart, but there's also an emotional and a spiritual heart, the heartbeat of who we are. And that's what I'm talking about when I get into this space. And for any of you who know me and who've experienced me in the live context or just been tuning in regularly or part of the beautiful HeartRise community and tribe that we're building here, you know what I'm talking about. And for those of you new listeners, as always, I love to encourage you to feel into what I'm saying, try it on, see if it, you know, if it resonates, take what does, leave the rest. And just the invitation to open and to listen, to really to drop in and begin trusting, because we all have this innate sensibility, this capacity to listen and to learn from our own pulse, from our own source. And yet we're so programmed to listen to those shoulds, those voices, those noises, that bombardment that comes from an outside place. And we all need to refresh, to come home, to recalibrate regularly. The same way we need a good workout, we need to come home to our hearts. And I've dedicated my life to this passion, this mission, and I'm so deeply passionate about it, and I believe that we all have that passion within, and that's the kind of passion I'm talking about. That's what we're going to really look at today. And so just as a starting point, just as a little check-in with yourself, just take notice, like, what am I really passionate about right now in my life? Like, what lights me up? What lights my fire? Notice, just to observe, is what comes up for you. Just pay attention. Drop in. And let's together, just for a moment here, I'm going to invite you to bring a hand to your heart. Even if you're driving, because I know a lot of you like to listen on the road, you can energetically, or if you feel safe enough, I don't want to be responsible for any trouble, but having an energetic hand, or if you can, put your hand on your heart and just breathe here. Connect in, breathe in, connecting with your heart here. Let's take a nice long breath, beautiful, dropping in. And exhale. And just give yourself permission to drop in here for a moment and listen to what lights you up, what comes up for you. Just observe, just be the witness here. And maybe you're getting a specific signal. Maybe something really is coming through that's clear. Maybe you're not finding there's much. Maybe your mind is chatty and you can't quite feel into, and that's okay too. That's very often the case. The good news on that note, what I will say is that when we've got a lot of chatter upstairs, the more we drop into our hearts, the stronger our hearts become, and the more that our mind can actually bow to the innate wisdom of our heart. And there is an actual practice, and I've actually developed a technique. That's what HeartRise is all about, and it's so incredible to witness how powerful it can be to indeed alchemize the noise. So, see what came up for you. That's an important thing to pay attention to on both counts, whether nothing, if nothing came up or if you were too blocked to connect, that's an indicator right there. If you got a gorgeous hit around, ooh, that's something I'm so passionate about, then the next question to look consider is, am I creating space in my life for that which lights me up, that passion? And just really give yourself a moment to check in with your truth around that. Because what I've seen and what I witness and what I again, I'm so committed to, is that connectedness with our passion and allowing, creating space in our lives for that. Because what I have indeed witnessed is how much we don't honor that. And when we tend to lean into passion, or when we tend to consider passion, if we do at all, we're more just we're more being pulled by that more kind of insatiable desire that tends to be more of a, it's an outside thing that we're seeking to, you know, keep filling that hole inside. So we're kind of chasing after, we're lusting after, or we're, you know, we're, it's that never getting to, always out there idea. And so passion can get misconstrued, and it can very easily get kind of sideswiped in that mix, where it's something that's actually conditioned from our experience, you know, from a lot of the stuff we pick up along the way, as opposed to from our inner experience, from our truthful experience, from our heartfelt experience, which is where passion comes alive, where passion is born, where passion lives and breathes within each and every one of us. And the beauty is, passion is colorful and it's knowing and it's unique to each and every one. Different things that light us up. Passion lives in the now. So that's the other piece that's super important to consider here. If we're busy chasing, going, doing, having nonstop, we can't really drop in to that space within, that heart fuego inside of us that is our greatest compass, that actually knows how to light the way, that is innately connected to our path, to our dharma, to our purpose. And when we come home to that source within us, each time we do, we strengthen its knowing. Now, faith is a word that is a bit of a delicate one, a little fragile, but what I really love to share and express in my experience of faith is that it's truly the highest form of passion. Because faith comes alive in the heart. And when I say faith, it's a connection with this deep knowing that I speak of. And faith, much to the ego's unrest, defies logic. So faith and reason don't really dance so hot together. They're not super tight, the two of those. And if you find yourself resisting what I'm saying, chances are you're more of the reasoning mind. And that's okay. Reason is great. But reason is best when of service to faith. And I will get a little more into that. But ultimately, our reasoning minds are very helpful and useful, but not if we're just plugging in this autopilot mode of kind of following everyone else's script, which is what I see so often. For those of you new listeners, I work as a heart igniter, as I like to call it, but I work with entrepreneurs and change makers and visionaries, and we activate that within, and we come home to that space. And when it's, you know, when we really recognize, most of the time, my most brilliant clients, the most intellectual, you know, the ones who are the most in their head trip, if you will, are the ones that are most challenged by this idea of faith and coming home to this heart power, this heart fire, this passion. And often it's both that are equally powerful, right? We've got this passion inside, and yet we've also got a lot of shoulding. We've got a lot of ideas and, you know, scripts and narratives and intellect and reasoning and logic that we've been listening to for so long that it feels very disorienting to drop in and go with the heart and listen to that passion. That's just nonsense, right? And that's typically what I see a lot of the time. And if you can relate to that, chances are you know who is leading things. And that tends to be the way. We tend to be really connected or disconnected from our heart and plugged in more to that narrative script, that should voice, which tends to dictate things. Now, the beauty of passion is that passion ignites us. It's an expression. It's an opening. It's a force. It's a life force, and it's an infinite stream that's actually fueled by this loving knowing. Within passion, our purpose is actually revealed. Now, that's some good stuff, let me tell you. That's what we actually dive into in the visionary journey, which is really a beautiful way to open to that space. Now, we all have the opportunity to come home to this space inside, and yet more often than not, we don't actually cultivate and create the space for it. So we're just busy sort of in this automated way, and yeah, we have little moments of little passion here, maybe a little passion there, or we don't even really consider it. But imagine what it would feel like to live from this heart-fired place, from this passionate space inside, where we are inspired And this is what I want to really drop into for each of you listening, because what is so important, and again, I see this a lot of the time, we may have a taste of, and you may notice, okay, I got it, I got a little passion going on over here. But like with fire, if we don't tend to it, if we don't nurture it, if we don't breathe into it, if we don't really continue to build and honor that fire, it's going to go out. And I see this a lot of the time, because we have to act on our passion. We have to nurture it in order for it to grow. So my grand invitation to all of you listening, if this is speaking to you, if your heart is feeling me here, then I encourage you to look at what would be one small step that you could take to honor that passion, that knowing inside, because passion and knowing are indeed synonymous. When you're in your heart and you're in that passion, you do indeed know. You feel it. We've all been there. We've all had tastes of that, experiences of that. And if it's a little sort of unfamiliar as I'm talking about it, I would encourage you to check in with yourself. And a good practice is just to literally connect with your heart in a daily way. Please reach out if you're interested in learning more, because HeartRise is a powerful methodology that will drop you right back into that heart fire, that heart source. Because I have seen it. I mean, it's just amazing to me. In fact, I'm doing so much more work now with groups than ever, and I'm watching and witnessing. My favorite is to drop in with a group where it can be a really kind of corporate environment, or a group that you would not necessarily think would be drawn to the heart's work. And I love, in particular, in those kind of more corporate environments or very intellectual environments, where I love going in and just inviting everyone to really drop into the heart and work through this HeartRise method that really deeply ignites and brings us home to this knowing inside, because we all have it. It's a familiar space to roam in. It can feel disorienting or a bit unfamiliar because we're so used to shutting it down and contracting it and armoring it and guarding it. But when we come home, when we ignite, when we honor this passion that lives inside of us, everything else flows in our life. And it's not to say that there's not messy and mayhem and all the rest of it. There is, but then we have these tools that we can actually metabolize and process and alchemize what comes up in our life and stay connected to that fuel, that life force energy that is guiding and wise and passionate and on purpose. And that is a fuego. That is a force. The electromagnetic field of the heart has been measured. There's enough energy in your heart to light up a small city. Now that, my loves, is some fuego. Imagine if we all lived from that space and place instead of operating on what most of us do, which is 10% of our mind, of our brain's capacity. So we're not even operating at full cylinder. You know, we're not really even using the brilliance of our mind. And what happens, and there's science to support this, but when we connect with our heart, you can actually access your greater imagination, and you can actually open up to the brilliance of your mind, as opposed to just literally being, it's almost like we're functioning on an operating system that is very limited in its capacity. So in some ways, we automate our lives. And when we're automated, when we're functioning in autopilot, and just pay attention, notice in your own life, am I living a kind of automated, like, notice the kinds of conversations, the kind of patterns, the kind of routines. And I'm not saying that routine and all those things aren't helpful. They can be. But are you really living on purpose? Are you feeling that passion in your life? Are you ignited and being driven by that passionate knowing? Because we must express it, we must harness it. And when we do, oh my, are we ever unstoppable. And that's, I mean, this very passion ignites others. And it's, I'm so moved to witness what's happening. I mean, here I am, it's, you know, 8+ years now on this coaching path. Many of you know I used to have a clothing line, a collection, and I, even when I look back to that at 27 going in and, you know, having created, Jessie May Come Out and Play, and I had this little catalog that I made with so much passion and so much love, and I went, and I'll never forget, I went and approached Barbara Akin, who was the fashion director of Holt Renfrew, and I went in there with my passion, with my love, and I got a huge order. You know, at 27, back in the day, I got a mass, you know, $100,000 order. It's not about the dollars, but it was the passion, and it was the love with which I had created this catalog, and the you know, literally I had colors and it was, you know, all these words and the play and the love that had gone into the catalog and the pieces that I had created, and the color story and the names and the lyricism. Each piece had a color, and it was, you know, it was literally like I danced in to this space, and she was moved and she was ignited. And now I understand it, you know, in retrospect. At the time I didn't see it as clearly. I knew that I was passionate and I was excited about it, but that's what that is. When we have that kind of passion, it's just contagious, it's delicious, it ignites others, and we come together and we connect. And that's the creative power. That's the very aliveness. That's the vision that we each have. And when we collaborate in that space, we are so unstoppable. And instead, what tends to happen so often, you know, for all of us, is we shut down in fear, we guard, we armor, we close ourselves, we contract. And in so doing, that, you know, constant noise upstairs, that autopilot mode, that judging mind tends to run things for us. And we all know how that feels. I mean, when we take a moment to actually reflect, it's a little funky. It's not always such a nice space to be in. And it also can be extremely boring. So my invitation with this show today is really for you to just check in with yourself and drop in and consider, how am I, where am I with my passion? Where am I, where is this all landing for me? Really do a check-in. And, you know, one of the things I love, this is actually an Albert Camus, one of my faves, quotes, "A taste for truth at any cost is a passion which spares nothing." Now, a taste for truth, truth and knowing, this heartbeat of who we are, is the very passion which spares nothing. Passion is alive and it breathes and it knows and it guides. It's a pulse, it's a frequency, it's a vibration. We've all felt it. Any of you who like to dance, and boy, did I ever have fun dancing this weekend. I just love moving, and I know that, I mean, so many people will say, oh, I don't dance. Well, I love to get people who don't dance on the dance floor and get their shake on. Moving with the energy, the aliveness, that same movement that lives and breathes as all of us, that same energy that we all connect with, the same energy that moves the tides and shines the sun, the same reason we all connect to, you know, a beautiful baby's energy or an animal. And it's that openness, that allowing to connect with that life force energy. And that's a pulse that is so much more true than any constructs our mind creates. And when passion is infused with that aliveness, with that heart fire, with that truth within us, we can create our lives. We have the capacity to lead with love. And passion's knowing is that very love. It's that loving vibration. I'm going to share a few of my other absolute favorite quotes. This is a little Ralph Waldo Emerson, one of my other faves. So many. But passion rebuilds the world for the youth. It makes all things alive and significant. So passion, it is our responsibility to come home to this passion, because it does indeed. I love working with youth. In fact, I've got a fun weekend coming up with YPO, and I'm excited about that, to work with just an incredible organization and just working with entrepreneurs in general. This is the very spirit that lives within each and every one of us. When we come home to this passion in our hearts, it's this aliveness, this energy, this knowing that lives inside each and every one of us. When we express it, when we honor it, it expands. It literally is contagious. And so my invitation to each and every one of you is to drop in, to feel into, to connect with that passion that lives in your own heart. I hope to see you, loves, because we're wrapping on the half hour. I can't even believe it. I hope to connect with each and every one of you in whatever way feels true for you. Reach on out through the website, through social media. I hope to see you guys at the powwow or at a HeartRise session. I do live sessions here in LA. Tulum is on the radar too. We're already getting that filled up. So if you're interested, give me a shout out. That's in October, the Wild Heart Retreat. We shake it down. I am sending all of my love to each and every one of you. I am feeling the passion that lives in you. May you honor it. May you allow it to lead. May you trust its knowing wisdom. The greatest gift you can give yourself today is to breathe into that heart and feel what passion is guiding you, even just for this moment. Maybe it's reaching out to someone you love. Maybe it's just listening, giving that gift to your heart. Know that I'm feeling you, sending you so much of the passion in my own heart, feeling you big time, and I will catch you next Tuesday.